Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Bizarre story coming out of Chicago where a police officer is being sued by a woman who he issued a ticket to. Why is he being sued? Not over the ticket, no, but because he used the information obtained from that speeding ticket to then later ask her out on a date. She says that he violated his authority and position, and so now she's taking him to court. Well, you know, we figured for this issue, we could go the legal route, or we could invite on for our first time here in 2012 our relationship expert, Stacey Nelkin from thedailyaffair.com, because I'm sure she's got something to say about this. Stacey, Happy New Year. And Stacey,
Happy New Year to you. I love this story because I have very strong feelings about this that may not be, you know, in line with other people, but I feel bad for this police officer. I have to tell you, because the details of this make it a lot more powerful. First of all, he did what any smart guy would do if he is attracted to somebody, found a way to get her. Okay, so it's a little easier because he went through the DMV and found out, you know, where her car was registered and left her a note. But the deal was, he wasn't hitting on her hard in an obnoxious, aggressive way. He left her one of the most charming, sweet notes saying, "Hi, this is the ugly bald cop from Stick Me who gave you the ticket. Listen, I'm sure a girl like you wouldn't want to go out with a guy like me, but if you would, you know, I would love it. And the least I can do after giving you the ticket is to buy you a dinner." I mean, really, it's not easy, guy, to ask a girl out.
I know. He was,
you know, right? He was very vulnerable and very sweet. And this woman, is that she was in fear for her life, and this caused great anxiety. That makes me sick. I'm sorry.
Maybe she's playing that up a little bit for the lawsuit. Sure. See, here's my thing. You're right. It's tough to ask out a girl. And I can semi-relate to this police officer in the sense that, you know, I meet women out all the time or through my job. And then sometimes, you know, if I wanted to ask that person out on a date, it can get a little tricky and a little difficult. Where I think this police officer messed up, though, is the fact that he is privy to a lot of information that the public is not privy to, and he used that source inappropriately. Like, he's not supposed to be using that type of information to track people down and ask them out on dates.
Right, I agree with that, but you know what? These days, anybody can find anybody through Facebook, through finding a PI, whatever it is. If you want to find somebody, you know, who's not a public figure, and even they are easy to find. You know, it can be done. And I think this woman, rather than suing this guy, my God, she should be flattered and thank her lucky stars that it would actually go to that length to do something.
I mean, maybe the officer could have used Facebook. We're talking with Stacey Nelkin from thedailyaffair.com here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Maybe that would have been a little less illegal of a method to use. But Stacey, you being a relationship expert, here's my other issue. If I do meet someone out and I feel a connection to them, whatever, I'm a big believer in fate. I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason. Don't you feel the same way? Like, if this officer, like, really, really was attracted to this woman, shouldn't he have felt in his heart of hearts that, you know what, he'll probably run into her at some point?
Yes and no. You know, as I'm reading and rereading the story, I could actually see them dating and telling this is the story of how they met. Most women like a guy to take some kind of action. And I think he was completely charming and polite in the note, and he had absolutely less than nothing to fear. She's obviously a kind of messed up girl. She's obviously got a lot of fears of men. You know,
well, hey, we don't know her past. Stacey, we don't know her past. You know, maybe she was hurt by a guy. Maybe she felt threatened by a guy at another point. You know, so, I mean, I'm sure that'll all play out with this lawsuit for sure. Right. But I just find it great, Stacey, that the first time I have you on in 2012, you're arguing for the guy and I'm arguing for the girl. What is really going on this year?
Yeah, we're all changing, aren't we?
So funny. She's from thedailyaffair.com, our resident relationship expert, Stacey Nelkin. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for the 411.
Thank you, Ralphie. Happy New Year.